WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to The Balanced Stoic, your daily dose of wisdom with a side of witty banter. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, here to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life, one emotional mastery tip at a time. Today, let's dive into a topic that's been weighing heavy on my mind and probably yours too. The impact of social media on our mental health. Ever scroll through your feed and feel a pang of envy? You know that feeling when you see everyone else living their seemingly perfect lives, while you're over here juggling laundry and burnt toast. Yeah, me too. Social media can be a double-edged sword. On one hand, it connects us with loved ones, provides a platform for creativity and expression, and keeps us in the loop about current events. But on the other hand, it can be a breeding ground for comparison, negativity, and from that ever-present fear of missing out. So, how do we strike a balance? How do we harness the power of social media without letting it hijack our mental well-being? Let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you reclaim your emotional space. 1. Be mindful of your consumption. Think about what you're actually consuming on social media. Are you following accounts that inspire and uplift you, or are they triggering feelings of inadequacy? It's like choosing your food, wouldn't you rather nourish yourself with healthy, positive content than a diet of negativity and comparison? 2. Remember the highlight reel. Remember those perfect vacation pics and seemingly flawless lives everyone portrays online. Let's face it, it's just a highlight reel. People rarely share their struggles and imperfections on social media. So, don't fall into the trap of comparing your behind-the-scenes to someone else's carefully curated front stage. 3. Cultivate real-life connections. Social media can be a great tool for connecting with people, but it shouldn't replace face-to-face interactions. Make time for genuine conversations, shared experiences, and meaningful relationships offline. Remember, true connection comes from vulnerability and authenticity, something that's harder to achieve through screen. 4. Practice digital detox. Take regular breaks from social media. Unplug for a few hours each day, or even for a whole weekend. Use this time to reconnect with yourself, pursue hobbies, spend time in nature, or simply enjoy the quiet moments. You might be surprised at how refreshing it feels. 5. Be kind to yourself. Social media can be a harsh place, but remember that you're not defined by your online presence. Be kind to yourself, embrace your imperfections, and focus on what truly matters in life. Your health, happiness, and relationships. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're scrolling through Instagram after a long day. You see everyone else having dinner parties, going on exotic vacations, and achieving seemingly impossible feats. Suddenly, you feel a wave of inadequacy wash over you. You start comparing your life to theirs, feeling discouraged and down. Sound familiar? This is the trap social media can easily lead us into. But remember, those Instagram posts are just snapshots and time carefully curated moments meant to project an image. The reality is far more complex and nuanced. So, the next time you feel that pang of envy or comparison creeping in, take a deep breath and remember. Your worth isn't measured by likes, followers, or online validation. Focus on building a fulfilling life offline, cultivating meaningful connections, and celebrating your own unique journey. Remember, folks, social media is a tool, use it wisely. Don't let it control your emotions or dictate your self-worth. Be mindful of your consumption, practice digital detox, and prioritize real-life connections. And as always, keep striving for that balanced life, one where you master your emotions and live authentically, both online and off. Until next time, keep stoic, stay strong, and never stop shining. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could use a dose of wisdom. You can find me on Instagram at The Balanced Stoic for daily inspiration and behind-the-scenes glimpses into the podcast journey. See you there.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.